Turbeman, southwest of Route 54, east of Cleveland Avenue, being Lot 9, Block 4, within Cape Windsor Development. They're seeking a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Place your right hand. State your full name and address.
Name is John H. Turbeman. Address is 38797 Cleveland Avenue on Silver Dollar.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll make it.
I have some pictures. Do you want to give it to me now?
You can give it to me now if you want. Okay.
View of it. There's another view.
Okay, just give them all to me and I'll let you
see. This was, well, still under construction.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Yes, this request for a side, I guess a side setback on the, I guess, bit north side of the house, 5 foot setback. What it is a platform that the air conditioning is set on, and it's actually higher than anybody else's, but I didn't know it had to be attached to the building. I guess that's what, if it had been attached to the building, I guess it would come out within a foot. It's not right on the line, but it's pretty close to the line. I gave a couple pictures for you to look at.
Yes, we just, they've just been passed down.
Who was the contractor that put those there?
The contractor that put the air conditioning in was Royal Plus, Ocean City.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't aware of this before the fact?
Not that I know of.
When were you here before, Mr. Toberman, for your other court case?
We had another variant, I guess, for a setback from the 20 to 15 for the front of the house, or the canal side of the house. You all say that's the back, but to me that's the front. But
no, my question was, when was that you were here? Do you remember?
It had to be in the summer that I know of. Was it June or July, something like that? Maybe May or June? I don't remember the exact date. I know we had no variance, and that was for the setback in the back by the canal and the side setback, I think, for the porch on the south side, which was within actually, Quinn's.
Where else could this air conditioning unit go?
No.
I wouldn't know. I don't think it can go anywhere myself.
That's the last one. 9468.
Mr. Rickards, wouldn't this case approve for 5 foot variance?
That's correct. Now he's got air conditioning encroaching in there.
5 foot. He's less than 5 feet from the property line.
Right.
But he's asking for a 5 foot variance again.
Well, you have to consider that 5 feet. Okay, and that's where he is. You're almost on the line, right? The way that I've
pretty close to the line. I don't think it's right on the line.
So he's not asking for a 5 foot variance.
It's asking for more than 5 feet. Yeah. What's the setback requirement?
10 foot.
So he's asking for, how far is it from your property line?
Yeah, how far?
Roughly.
Quite a foot, maybe.
Yeah, for 9.
But you've already granted the house, so this is a separate variance for that, the house itself, the structure. But
sounds
it's
like
not connected. Is it connected now?
No.
That's on a platform all by itself, right?
Right.
Okay.
If it was connected, how far could it encroach?
3 feet.
But they're already 5 feet in the setback, so it's still a variance?
Yeah.
Either way, you're still going to need variance.
That sounds more like you need a 9-foot variance.
That's right. That's it.
If you're only a foot off, yeah. You need a 9-foot variance, sir. You're going to need a 9-foot variance instead of the 5-foot.
9-foot?
Yeah.
You already have a 5-foot variance for the house.
See, for your house. That was your first variance. And see, now you're wanting another 5. So you get your allowed 10. So you're actually, you say you're about a foot from the line. You feel pretty comfortable with that?
Yeah.
So you got 10. If you're a foot, then you're going to need a 9-foot variance. I mean, that's what we're trying to get it figured out now before. So you know what you do really need and what we'll know. You don't understand that?
No.
Just because you're 5 feet doesn't mean you need another 5-foot variance.
Right.
It means that unit is 9 feet from where it should be.
See, if it's up by the house, you follow me?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess we're going to read the final inspection for occupancy, mm-hmm. and then it's coming, and then it's going to get another variance.
Right.
That's correct.
That's correct, sir. And that would be correct because of that.
Okay.
That's where, so you're already
filled out the application, right?
Right.
And you put down that you're requesting a 5-foot variance when, in fact, you're looking for a 9-foot variance if it's a 1 foot from the property line.
Well, I guess that's what we're asking for. I'm not updated on all this stuff.
Well, we're just trying to help you, so we know exactly.
Okay.
We don't get that.
We're asking you exactly how far it is. In the event that it is a few inches from the property line and we grant a 9-foot variance, then you'll be back here again. So you feel certain it's at least a foot from the...
Well, I can't be certain. I haven't measured it off, but it's...
Okay. What we can do is we can leave the hearing open for you to measure and report back to the office to make sure. Do you know where your property markers are?
Yeah, I have one picture. I think might have had a stake there.
Okay, but a picture is not going to tell us
how far it is.
Right.
I need to
pull a line from on your property line and then measure how close it is to the property line. Then we would know exactly how far.
Then come back.
Yeah. Well, not you wouldn't have to come back here.
Okay.
We could leave the hearing open for you to report back to the office, then they could tell us.
Okay.
And then they could tell us. That way, as he just said, if you say, okay, I just need a 9-foot, and they go ahead and check it, and you need 9.2, then you got to come back again. We're just trying to help you so you
I understand.
Know.
Okay.
Trust it.
I understand.
That's what we're doing.
And if we were to approve it, we would recommend or suggest that you call the installer and let him know that he had set that in the setback so in the future he'll know not to.
Okay,
sir, do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Once you've been comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead. Excuse me. Okay, there being no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter here, this gentleman's at lot 10 Cleveland, next door. And they feel it infringes on the rights of another property and also opens the door for many more branches, which will end in chaos for all.
Okay. Is this
Kate Winter? Thank you.
Okay.
Gang. Hearing no other opposition,
Chair would likely touch on that. Since we're approving that chaos.
One note, Mr. Rickards, is that from property owners of lot 10, which is on the opposite side of the variance?
I own the home next door.
Yeah, lot 10 would be on the south side of the
house.
On the opposite side of the variance.
I do have a palace on the north side. It has a nice hole in the roof and a lot of junk sitting around. In fact, you can see the junk sitting right there.
We don't need to know.
Okay, we don't need all that, sir. He's on the opposite side. That's fine, sir. Just leave that in there. Okay. Chair will now entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for case number 9922 for the purpose of the applicant to notify the office exactly how far the unit sits so we would know how much of a variance to consider. And okay. if in fact we do eventually approve it, then we would ask the applicant notify the installer and let him know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 9,922 open for the purpose only to allow the applicant the opportunity to measure and report to the office with the exact variance that you may need. Okay, are there any other questions to that motion? If not, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
Case number